Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect turn into a Hall of Famer? Around if you put on desire. Small school, big school. You have to be the best to get paid.
Welcome back to another edition of the College to Pro Players Platform Show. I am your show host, Bo Marchant, and as always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P. We got a fantastic guest for you today. He hails from Rhode Island, the Rams standout All-CAA receiver, Aaron Parker. If you're not familiar with him, you're going to get to know him, and you're also going to see him down at the East-West Shrine Bowl. A little change to the name. It used to be the East-West Shrine Game, but now they call it the East-West Shrine Bowl. But with that said, Aaron, good morning. We appreciate you stopping by. How excited were you to get that invitation to go to St. Pete and not only play in that game, but also just kind of be part of what, you know, I sure is a childhood dream?
Right. Good morning. Thank you for having me. And, you know, it's an honor to play in that game and, you know, just to go up there and, you know, show these scouts that I could play on the FBS level with FBS guys and, you know, produce a little bit. So, you know, it's just all the man above, you know, just blessing me with the God-given talents that he done gave me. So, you know, I'm just blessed.
Definitely. Hey, Psalms 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord, He'll give you desires of your hearts. Obviously, panning out for you, Aaron. I'm curious. I mean, you're a big playmaker, and you really came on, you know, your junior, senior year. I mean, you just kind of took it to a next level. I mean, have you had that playmaking ability since you were a young age? I mean, were you that kid at the Pop Warner level kind of scoring 4 or 5 touchdowns every game?
Yeah, since I was young, you know, I've really been a playmaker. I started off at quarterback, so, you know, the ball was touching my hands all the time. So, you know, sometimes I just take the ball and turn into a running back or, you know, just throwing the ball around. You know, I was pretty much the most athletic kid on the team most of the time throughout my childhood.
That's fair enough. Now, and I'm curious now – So, I mean, kind of take us through the progression. So you do some quarterback, and obviously, I mean, especially at that age, you know, the most gifted guy is always going to have the ball in his hands. Kind of take us through that Pop Warner all the way through high school and what position
you play,
I should say.
So all the I played quarterback all my life. You know, I switched when I got to college finally. So, you know, I was the leader of my team, every team that I was on. You know, like you said, the quarterback at a young age is mostly the most talented dude on the team. So, you know, they used to put the ball in my hands, let me run around a little bit, let me pass it. You know, my arm was good, but, I mean, I was just the most athletic, so they wanted me to touch the ball and things of that nature. So, through Pop Warner, junior high school, I played quarterback. I played a little bit of defense. In high school, I played rush in. And linebacker, so, you know, that's where I think I get my aggressive side of my game. So, you know, I've been playing so many different positions since I've been a young child, safety, quarterback, running back. I didn't play everything but lineman, offensive lineman. So, you know, I've just been blessed with the talent to, you know, just go out there and have fun at the end of the day.
Definitely. I'm curious now. I ask a lot of guys that especially have such a dominant background, especially at the quarterback position. How much were you in the ear of your head coach, you know, Coach Fleming? And I know you've had some pass attempts, but how much were you in his ear to maybe get some more sneak passes out there in that offense as you were going through your career at the Rams?
Oh, yeah. So, you know, like just sometimes in practice, you know, I just like before practice, we out there catching balls with my receiver group, and, you know, he just seeing me throw. He's constantly telling me, I mean, we're going to get you one in there. So, you know, we started to just come up with different plays, you know, kind of trick plays to throw defense off, you know, just me back there as the quarterback because, you know, they're going to think it's a wildcat running the ball, things of that nature. They're not really used to a person throwing the ball back there. So, you know, he had the confidence in me and I had the confidence in myself to, you know, complete a couple passes in my career, which I could have completed a lot more, but, you know, I'm just not back there feeling comfortable as I used to be.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Aaron Parker of the Rhode Island Rams, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. If you folks miss any of this show in its entirety, you can always listen to it and replay it at iTunes, Apple Music, and Blog Talk Radio. You can also find the link at collegetopro.com as this young man makes his path towards that next level, and he'll be participating in the East-West Shrine Bowl, one of the most priceless commodities an NFL draft prospect can have as they go through this process that leads us up to April. So you didn't get a lot of pub coming out of high school. I mean, were you undersized? Did you grow into that frame? I mean, you know, you're a 1,000-yard receiver playing big-time football. I mean, how did you kind of get lost in that shuffle?
Right. I mean, just at the end of the day, I think it's politics. I mean, I came from a small school in Prince George's County, two-way school, barely 1,000 kids in my school. So, you know, it wasn't – I mean, this area gets recruited a lot, but, you know, it's like kind of like the 4A schools and the private schools, and a lot of dudes was outshining me then. So, you know, I just kept the chip on my shoulder and just hung in there with Rhode Island. They got me in the school, and, you know, I just kept my head up, kept pushing, and the sky was the limit. And as we can see, it helped out for me.
Definitely. And the one thing I love, I mean, just kind of just, you know, watching you and just seeing how the stats have grown. I mean, you've improved and become more of a focal point of that offense. At what point do you, I mean, I think the confidence and the mindset probably since you're in high school that, you know, hey, I want to play in the National Football League. But when do you kind of get the realistic mindset that you can make it? Because you know as well as anybody, you know, this opportunity isn't presented to everybody, but you do have this chance. Aaron, for you, I mean, when is it? Is it a game where you have a big game? You maybe play against a guy that's at the next level now. Your coaches maybe say, hey, Aaron, you know, keep doing what you're doing. I mean, how do you kind of get that real concrete mindset that, you know what I'm doing is going to help me get to where I want to go?
Right. I mean, I think what keeps the concrete mindset is just, you know, just looking over all that stuff, you know, just like don't really feed into it. Don't get the big head. Just always feel as though that you could work more. You left more out there. You know, you don't always make the plays, and those plays that you didn't make, go back the next week and practice and work on that, work on those things, you know, just repetition of certain things. And I think that's what makes me a great player, because when I do have good games or things of that nature, you know, I just stay humble about it and just always tell my teammates, it's more out there. It's more out there. Like, let's keep working. Just keep working. Don't let nobody outwork you. And in the summertime, this past season was one of my best summers. You know, I was bigger, faster, stronger than I ever was before. You know, I just had the work ethic to put in and wake up every morning, 6:30 in the morning in the summertime, which is a sacrifice to, you know, become the player that I am today.
Awesome, man. I love hearing that, kind of you grinding over the summer as you kind of prepare for the finale at Rhode Island. You know, we ask all the guys to come on the show. I mean, and especially you being down at the East-West Shrine game, so these guys know enough about you talking about NFL scouts. But if you're in that film room with these guys, I mean, what do you think they're going to love about your game? I mean, what are those hallmark qualities that are going to pop off the tape?
Like you said, like I told you, I got a little bit of a quarterback background. So, you know, I could tell when I could top off different defenses, you know, when by reading the safeties and see which one is down, see which one is up, which way they rock and things of that nature. So I know where I have to be to sit in the zone or keep running my route. You know what I'm saying? Like, just different things of that nature. So, you know, when I get up there on the board, they're going to see that, you know, I'm in the film room and I study my opponent.
Now, Aaron, now, I'm not saying this because you're on the show, but I'm saying this because I mean it. We've done thousands and thousands of interviews, but that's one of the better responses I've heard. You know, usually these guys are saying fast or just kind of, but you just kind of going back to that thing and just kind of revealing that, you know what, you're kind of saying what the quarterback's saying and what the defense is doing. I love that. That's a great, great answer. How about this one? This, you know, I mean, scouts do listen in. Is there anything that we don't know about you? I mean, maybe you're a weight room warrior. You're a film junkie. Maybe there were certain routes that you didn't get the opportunity to show. I mean, is there anything that these guys need to know about that they, you know, that's a positive to, you know, help your status?
Not really. I mean, I'm not the biggest, not the fastest, not the strongest, but, you know, out of me, you're going to get the most work and a competitive player every day, not just on game day, but in practice in the morning. I'm going to be competing against my teammates better, making me better. You know, just I'm like a sponge. I'm always just soaking up information to make myself better and make a better life for me and my family.
Awesome. Awesome stuff. Once again, Aaron Parker, the standout from Rhode Island, kind enough to join us here on the College to Pro Players Platform Show. You guys know Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, all opportunities to take a closer look at what this young man brings to the next level. And as we like to say, no more than the name, and that's what we're finding out as we talk with Aaron Parker. Aaron, do you get comparisons to anyone? Is there anyone, you know, like, you know, your friends, your family, they're like, hey, you know, we were watching the Monday night game and we saw so-and-so. I mean, you kind of remind us. Is there anybody that you get compared to?
I mean, my family always say DeAndre Hopkins because, like I said, he's not the biggest, not the fastest, not the strongest. But, you know, he go out there every Sunday and compete regardless of what the situation is.
Nice, nice. Do you like Hopkins' game yourself?
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. That's my favorite receiver.
How about this one? I mean, if you're in that huddle, I mean, what's the favorite route that you can run? I mean, when that play comes in, you know you get to do this route. I mean, what do you like to hear?
I like doing kind of like a bang gate over the middle when I'm in the slot because, you know, that's a hard tackle for safeties. You know, it's an angle tackle. And if you mess up that one angle, you make one person miss, those angle cuts for a receiver could turn into touchdowns.
Nice. I could see you coaching, I think, when this is all said and done, Aaron. Now, you got to watch. I'm telling you, I'm just – Your responses just have a lot of smart to it, if that's a way to say it. I mean, you can just tell you're very knowledgeable about the game. I mean, you know, you're really describing to the audience, you know, what you're seeing to make you successful. And I love hearing it. And when you get down to St. Pete's to talk with these scouts, I think that's going to translate fantastic for you. They're going to know that not only do you have the skill set, but you're a very intelligent guy when it comes to kind of identifying what these defenses are doing. We got a couple minutes left, man. We don't want to take you all day, but we always like to call it three and out with a couple off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Who had the goofiest nickname? Could be you or a teammate. Who had the goofiest nickname for the Rams? And how'd they get it?
I'm gonna say a dude named Nemo. We called him Nemo because he
great.
Looked like Tiny Nemo.
Jeez, man. How about this one? Coach Fleming. Does anybody do a great impersonation of him, and will they do it in front of him?
Oh yeah, we at the rookie show this year. Our starting punter Bartucci, he did a great impression of. How just like Coach Flem starts the meeting and how he talks to us on a daily basis, like just things like that. It was funny though.
Awesome. And we saved this one for the finale. We always tally up the names right before draft day, so we get a few hundred votes in. If you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you gonna ask to join you for lunch?
Let me see. I'm going to ask Rihanna out to eat.
Oh, that's great, man. We just talked to Jeremy Chin of Southern Illinois. He's heading down to the Senior Bowl, and he said Rihanna, too. Real brief, quick background, Aaron. We've been doing this for over a decade. We've been asking this question that long. But Beyonce, Rihanna, Halle Berry, Megan Good. But last year, Rihanna won. She dethroned Beyonce. Usually Beyonce is, you know, I think she won like 4 years in a row.
Yeah.
But, you know, Rihanna is starting off strong again. Like I said, we've done four shows in the last week, and they're all Rihanna. So she got an early jump on everybody. So with that said, man, Merry Christmas. I can't wait to see you down at St. Pete's. Best of luck to you. And we always like to stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you for having me on the show.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Aaron Parker, the Rhode Island standout. And this kid, I mean, you guys listen to it. Comes across as just a genius, you know, mentally and kind of describing what he's going to have to do. And we always, I mean, the reason he's there is we know the skill set is there as well. And excited to see him, you know, down in St. Pete's. And again, a fantastic opportunity for him to kind of showcase his skills. As always, we appreciate you listening to the CEO.